From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate Wednesday. It comes less than 3 weeks before the Americans cast their ballots November 8th. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas. You can follow our debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday in connection with an attempted cyber attack against the United States. Without going into further detail, the Czech police spokesman said the aim of the operation was a Russian citizen and that it was carried out successfully. Russia said Wednesday it was extending an 8-hour truce in Aleppo that is planned for Thursday to 11 hours to allow civilians and rebels to leave the city's rebel-held west. Meanwhile, a senior UN official says humanitarian agencies will take advantage of a 72-hour ceasefire in Yemen to rush life-saving aid to tens of thousands of people in areas that have been cut off by the conflict. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen says the window for delivering aid is very slim. Jamie McGoldrick tells VOA the fighting is still going on in many areas, and he does not expect the ceasefire to kick in throughout the country at the stroke of midnight.
As you come towards the cessation of hostilities or peace talks, there's always an intensification of fighting. And even this morning in Sana'a, we had airstrikes.
McGoldrick says 72 hours is not a lot of time. So aid agencies will deliver relief supplies that are stocked in warehouses close to areas that have been out of reach for a long time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Save the Children said Wednesday thousands of people have fled the Mosul area in order to escape an offensive by Iraqi and Kurdish forces to retake the city from Islamic State militants. The aid group said about 5,000 people had arrived at a refugee camps in Syria during the past 10 days. More than 100 American troops are accompanying Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in that Mosul operation. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged that the assault would not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
Again, that is President Barack Obama speaking Tuesday. The Kremlin said Wednesday it does not expect any breakthrough in resolving the conflict in Ukraine at international talks to start in Berlin. The comments come hours before President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet with leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine to discuss the unrest in the nation. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. According to police, a total of 23 protesters were arrested as protesters broke through the line of police securing the embassy's gates. Ecuador's government acknowledged Tuesday that it had partly restricted internet access for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He has lived in the country's London embassy since 2012. WikiLeaks said that Assange had lost connectivity on Sunday, October 16th. It sparked speculation that Ecuador might have been pressured by the U.S. due to the group's publication of hacked material linked to U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. In a statement, Ecuador's government said WikiLeaks' decision to publish documents impacting the U.S. election campaign was entirely its own responsibility, and the South American country did not cede to pressure from other nations. Two Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in a Soyuz spacecraft Wednesday at the start of a two-day journey to the International Space Station. They took off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan after their launch had been delayed by nearly a month. They're expected to dock with the International Space Station on Friday, and they're to stay there for at least 4 months. They will join other astronauts already there who are to return to Earth October 30th. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.